Public health and law enforcement officials are sounding the alarm about a new uptick in the use of contaminated synthetic marijuana called spice. Users are reporting severe, unexplained bleeding or bruising. Central Illinois has been hardest hit by the outbreak, and four people have already died. GLT's Ryan Denham talks with a recovering addict about what drew him to spice and what the public should know about its grip on users.
K2. Spice, Black Mamba, research chemicals, potpourri, new psychoactive substances. The drug that grabbed Alejandro and wouldn't let go has many names. Alejandro says just don't call it fake weed because it's nothing like marijuana.
It just eats at your body and there's nothing you can really do about it. And then once you get on it, it's just the hardest thing to get off of. And it's so easy to find. That's the scary part about it.
Alejandro is 20 years old. He's been sober for about 6 months.
And then you never know what's in it. You never, never, ever know what's in it. You could buy one bag one day and it's this, and the next day you might think it's the same thing, but that's going to be the bag that kills you because it's not the same thing.
Alejandro is sharing his story with GLT as Central Illinois grapples with a dangerous new outbreak of contaminated spice that's already killed four people and sickened 160 others. Tazewell and Peoria counties have been especially hard hit, accounting for more than half of the state's 164 cases since March. The Illinois Department of Public Health says McLean County has seen one case so far. Alejandro first used spice about 5 years ago, around age 15. He spent most of his teenage years on the streets in Bloomington, Normal, bouncing from couch to couch or living under bridges after a falling out with his caregivers. He says he was kicked out of high school and got caught up in a bad crowd. He smoked weed by age 12. He's been addicted to meth. But he says spice, typically smoked, is a special kind of scary. For someone like Alejandro trying to escape their everyday life, spice could do that.
It just puts you like in a whole different world. And the first time I used it kind of like scared me, the effects it had on me, because I mean, one, I was so young and I hadn't experimented with too many like harder drugs at that point in time, but it was just kind of my whole like surroundings changed because I wasn't in the actual present.
The drug's deceptive names are part of its danger. It's commonly referred to as synthetic marijuana or fake weed, sometimes even marketed as a safe, legal alternative to pot. Pot doesn't cause severe bleeding like the current strain of tainted spice. Numerous spice users have tested positive for a lethal anticoagulant often used in rat poison. But like marijuana, spice is easy to find.
Whatever street you're on, go to the corner. You're going to find it. Just ask this person or that person, and they're going to take you where you need to go, you know, no matter what side of town you're on. It's really because everyone was getting their hands on it, and it was the cheap thing to smoke, you know, and get high. So, and then it just took over everybody.
So what is spice exactly?
And they will literally just take a clump of grass and just spray chemicals over it.
That's Brian Hinman, court treatment coordinator at Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington.
So you'll have some parts of that are not touched, some parts just a little bit, and some super concentrated. So even the same batch can have different levels, you know, so it's really dangerous.
For users, the reaction can vary widely. Experts say it's a much different experience than traditional marijuana. The McLean County Jail has seen an uptick recently of inmates coming in with drug-induced psychosis because of spice. That's according to inmate specialist and counselor Jackie Mathias.
The after effects of spice that we're seeing, that ranges anything from just the regular withdrawals of feeling sick, throwing up, just generally not physically well, to, like I said, we've had more lately where it's psychosis, where they're having delusions, seeing things, not in reality, not sleeping, not eating, that we have to really monitor and watch because it can be deadly.
Spice has been on Bloomington Police's radar since the early 2000s, back when it was called potpourri. After it was first outlawed in Illinois in 2011, police spokesperson Elias Mendiola says they made subsequent busts at gas stations and tobacco shops that were still selling it. And the department is still making spice busts today. Three Bloomington Normal residents were arrested in early May on drug charges as police found 9 baggies of spice. Mendiola says a challenge for law enforcement is that those making spice can alter the formula to avoid bans on certain chemicals. That makes it harder for police to run quick field tests to figure out what's illegal and what's not. Responding to this current outbreak, a catch-all bill passed the state Senate last week. It would ban all types of synthetic cannabinoids instead of just specific formulas. The flexible chemistry is just one of the reasons spice is so popular with drug users. Alejandro fell into that trap himself. When he was first admitted to the McLean County Drug Court program last year, he thought he could keep using spice because he heard it didn't show up on drug tests. Turns out, it does.
I fooled myself with that one. Got on drug court, and I was like, well, I can keep using, you know. I was homeless, so I'd walk an hour to get to counseling, and by that hour, I'm sweating like crazy, and that's not something that's regular of me, so what's going on there? So then they do a certain drug test, and they find out that you're using it. So it definitely pops up on drug screens, just not your regular quick cup that you go and take every morning like I do. You know what I'm saying?
This outbreak of tainted spice is part of a larger wave of synthetic drug manufacturing. That's according to Ralph Weisheit, a distinguished professor of criminal justice at Illinois State University.
With these laboratory chemicals, you can set them up anywhere. You can set them up and take them down in a matter of a day or so. Detection gets harder. The number of new possible drugs is beyond counting. And so it's really, in my mind, a new era. We're seeing this with this fentanyl, with the opioid overdose, a synthetic drug.
Weisheit is an expert on drugs and crime, including rural crime and policing.
I think we're just beginning to see this as a problem that's going to be really hard to deal with.
Authorities are trying to make inroads. Tazewell County prosecutors charged Lonnie Smith of Pekin with drug-induced homicide and other charges last month. That came after the death of 46-year-old Anthony Phillips on April 9th. Phillips is one of four people who have died in the current outbreak of contaminated spice. Pekin police seized more than 7,000 grams of spice that tested positive for a banned chemical. Smith allegedly delivered a package of spice with street name Diablo to Phillips before he began vomiting blood and later died at a hospital. Arrests like that will make it harder for potential users like Alejandro to access spice. Alejandro has been sober, though, since November 5th, 2017. He's got two kids now, including a one-month-old son.
Biggest motivations for me, don't get me wrong, I do it for myself because I want success in my life.
After 6 years on the streets, Alejandro has a stable place to live now and a job where he thinks he might become a supervisor soon. And he's a bit of a songwriter, too. He recently recorded his first song. The difference maker is that he was admitted in September 2017 to the McLean County Drug Court. That's a specialized problem-solving court for nonviolent offenders with addiction and a likelihood for rehabilitation. Alejandro is one of the youngest people in the program. We're not using his name to protect his identity.
Drug court's really brought me farther than I ever thought I could get in a year's time, because it's almost been a year since I've been in drug court. They push and push and push and push and push for you to just do better. And whenever they see you, like, struggling or, you know, what's the term they use, starting to let go, they just push you back to do better. And that's what it seems to do for me.
Brian Hinman at Chestnut Health Systems works with clients like Alejandro who are part of the drug and recovery court programs.
I think an important focus when we're looking at these stories is, I mean, they can be scary, the side effects and, you know, people using them or the death from them, but it's important to look at the root causes that are leading people to use these chemicals.
He says there aren't enough services for those with addiction issues.
We have a big housing issue in terms of when people, whether they're getting in recovery, whether they're low SES, affordable housing, they're struggling to find housing. And so when you have lack of housing resources, lack of medical services, or substance abuse treatment, or mental health care, whether it's here or elsewhere, that's going to push people to look for something else to take care of them.
Alejandro expects to graduate from McLean County Drug Court in November. I'm Ryan Denham.
See an interactive graphic showing which Illinois counties have been hardest hit by this spice outbreak at WGLT.org.